The next stop on the Democratic trail, the Wyoming caucuses next Saturday. Residents there are thrilled that the political spotlight is turning to their state. Day-to-Day's Alex Cohen reports.
At the Library Restaurant in Laramie, Wyoming last night, about 50 supporters of Barack Obama gathered to watch election returns on big screen TVs.
I think it's absolutely amazing. I would never have guessed this.
40-year-old paleontologist Kelly Trujillo watched as it became clear that the contest between Senators Obama and Clinton is far from over.
I've always participated in politics here, but never thought that anything that I thought or said could have any kind of impact at all. Wyoming has a voice. Go figure.
Timing has meant everything in Wyoming. The state's Republican Party decided to hold their caucuses in early January this year, and they invited the Democratic Party to do the same. But, says party chair John Millen, if they held their caucuses early, the national Democratic Party would likely penalize them, much like they did in Michigan and Florida, by taking away some of their 12 delegates. Millen says geography also played a role, considering the National Democratic Convention will take place in Denver, Colorado,
which is the next state over from Wyoming. Having a penalty of losing delegates to the National Convention we didn't think made sense because the convention was so close.
Millen says sticking with their March 8th date wound up being the right choice. Turnout this Saturday at Wyoming's precinct caucuses is expected to be through the roof.
Our general rule of thumb that we've provided to our county party leaders is think of the biggest convention you have ever had, multiply that number by 10.
Millen is one of Wyoming's five superdelegates. He and one other superdelegate have pledged to Senator Obama. The other three remain undecided. But spirits are running high at the Clinton headquarters in Wyoming, says state campaign director John Lipschutz.
Last night was absolutely a terrific night for the campaign. The momentum has certainly shifted. And already this morning, we've gotten over 20 emails and voicemail messages of supporters who are now very interested in volunteering and helping out with the campaign.
And that thrills Clinton supporter Kathy Carpin of Cheyenne, who says the past few weeks have been rough.
How could you not help but be extremely discouraged to have a losing streak? And to win three out of four states last night and to be back in the thick of it and heading towards Wyoming, it just couldn't be better.
Carpin says she hasn't seen any official polls, but feels confident Senator Clinton will fare well in Wyoming because she has a diverse base of support.
We have, for example, railroaders that are on our steering committee, a superintendent and our Indian reservation. We've got a University of Wyoming student. We've got a wonderful cross-section, in contrast to Obama, who had a handful of state legislators back him.
One of those Obama-backing legislators is Debbie Hammonds of Warland, Wyoming. She thinks the race will be tight, but she's optimistic that Obama can win. She says as a Democrat living in a predominantly Republican state, she likes Obama because she feels he will bring the country together.
I really don't want the country to continue to be divided the way it is, and I think that Obama's the kind of leader that can make that difference.
Senator Obama will visit Wyoming on Friday. Bill Clinton will travel there tomorrow. Alex Cohen, NPR News.
And thanks to Addie Goss of Wyoming Public Radio for help with that report.